time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, dyed and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msc.news.net.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Ralph Dillon Gymnasium, as I do one of the most important things I'll do tonight, and that's turn down my second microphone here. It's very important that we do that. Is the guys' game is about to get underway here on Care Radio this afternoon. Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering back in the world-renowned Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you courtside. It is the final game of the regular season. It is senior day here for the guys, and the opponent from Des Moines, Grandview, is on hand. Should be an outstanding ball game. Public address announcer introducing the starters. So let me get that taken care of right out of the gate for you. Is there going to be a couple of little changes? Nothing that you probably don't expect. Well, first of all, Grandview is 14-13 coming into the game today. It's 12-11 on the conference under head coach Dennis Schaefer, a longtime head coach. Jackson Young is going to start at one of the guards, a 6'2" junior from Marion, Iowa. From Douglas, Georgia at 6'4", it'll be junior Patrick Worrell. Jackson Green, he is a grad student. He's a 6'3" from Grimes, Iowa. Senior from Albany, Oregon at 6'6", Aiden Foster. And running it out at 6'8", Cedar Falls, Iowa native junior Joe Knudsen. For Benedictine, better head coach Brian Moody, his associate head coach John Peer. The Ravens are 10-17, 9-14 in the heart. And the Ravens are going to start, well, they're going to start seniors. How about that? With Hagen Hilgendorf, the 6'9" senior from Hastings, Nebraska. 6'1" senior Ezra Vaikapa from Wellington, New Zealand. You're going to get senior Gino Corridori from Littleton, Colorado. He is 6'8". Then for the Ravens, top side, you're going to find Bryson LaRue, a junior at 6'2" from Lee Summit. And Anthony Hall, a junior at 6'5". From Kansas City, Missouri. Grandview in their traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. Benedictine in the home white with red and black. Nice crowd is still on hand. Some of the crowd has come and gone during the intro between the ladies' game and just ended in the guys' game, which is about ready to come in. Again, around the conference, William Penn is at Baker right now, Clark of Peru, Mount Mercy at Central Methodist, along with this game. 4 o'clock games will be Mid-America hosting Graceland and Missouri Valley at home with Culver Stockton. So Benedictine today going to close out the regular season, looking for their fifth sweep over Grandview since the Vikings came into the conference. Ravens have won 4 of their last 6. They have gotten better and better. Coach and I talk about this all the time in a post game, how the team is getting better and the way that they're looking. They won 4 of their last 6 games, so that would be a testament to what he's saying about them. Grandview comes in. And over the same stretch, they are 3-3, where the Ravens are 4-6 over the last 6. And Grandview's last game was a loss to William Penn. Ravens will have the ball to begin things. Their feed will go into the middle. No shot gets away. The ball is going to be dislodged. And back up with it is going to come Grandview. Vikings with the ball going from right to left. And I'm going to tell you, I've seen this with Grandview earlier. I'm going to talk about it again when Ravens played Grandview up there. Grandview wore the black uniforms. They'd made a decision already that Grandview would wear the black uniforms at home. They are so identical to Benedictine's traveling uniform, it's just kind of hard to tell them apart. So, yeah, I kind of have to focus on this. I don't just get to look at the jerseys and say, oh, it's this one and that one, because these two teams' uniforms are identical home and away. And Grandview's not going to get a shot off, as there will be a shot clock violation. So, is this how this game's going to go? Each team's had a possession. Neither team's taken a shot yet. And we're a minute into the ballgame. Here's the feed in the middle. It's going to be knocked away from Anthony Hall. Grandview up the floor. Over to the left side with it is going to be Foster. Pushes it off on top. Young goes into the lane. Pulls up 13-footer short. Rebound Corridori. Benedictine has a couple of big guys out there with both Hilgendorf and Corridori starting in the game. Vaikapa at the top. He will ease his way over to the right side. Cuts into the lane. Backs away to the free throw line. Feeds underneath, the 15-foot turnaround off the window. It counts the same. Anthony Hall puts the Ravens on the board. So Benedictine will break on top with 18:20 to go in the very first half. Remember, guys game, halves. Over to the baseline left is going to be Green. The ball knocked away. Offensive rebound. Saved by Grandview. They'll look it over to the right. Long three, set sail, no, rebound, Corridori. You know, nearly had to take it away from him, but he's able to wrest it free, and here comes Benedictine. 2 minutes into the game, Ravens with the basketball, leading 2-0. The feed in the middle to Hagen, he tries to kick it over to Gino, who is not breaking to the rim, and the Ravens will turn it over off that possession. Grandview has Foster bringing all the way down the floor, dumps it over the top. Worrell will handle it. Patrick Worrell out of Douglas, Georgia. He's one of the few guys on this Grandview roster who is not from the Hawkeye State. Shot misses. Ravens rebound. Benedictine back up the floor. Down the left side is Anthony. Gino will play it up at a high post. Goes to the left side to Bryson. LaRue, it's three. 3. It's perfect. Price and LaRue. Benedictine goes up 5-0 at 17 minutes to go here in the first half. Grandview having a little trouble finding the bucket right now. And Lorenzo had to make a couple of changes in the lineup. First dead ball. Here's Young with it from 14 this time. And that one doesn't go in. Way upstairs is Hagen. And Hilgendorf coming out with a rebound. It is by Goffa. Hilgendorf comes back to Bryson. LaRue out on top. Hilgendorf looks for the three, then doesn't take it. Hagen's a really good three-point shooter. Here's Gino. Here's Hagen. It's on its way. That one does not go in for him. And here comes Grandview. 16:20 to go. Game moving along briskly. 5-0 Benedictine. Young with the basketball, and he will swing it back over to the right side. Again, the Ravens with a player or two down here at the scorer's table, and we will have a Hilgendorf foul. Yeah. So the foul is going to be on Hagen. And the Ravens will make multiple substitutions. Hilgendorf stays in. Here's a layup. Miss. Rebound. Preston Reynolds. So let's just reset that Benedictine 5. You're going to have Deglin Sullivan out there. Jack Vanderudy has come into the game, as has Preston Reynolds. They will join Bryson LaRue and Hagen Hilgendorf for Benedictine. And the right side, the ball is going to be stripped out of LaRue's hands. Bryson's like, didn't somebody just foul me on that play? The official goes, no, but you will get the ball back. So you got that going for you, which is nice. Connor Robertson enters the game for Grandview. Connor's out of Parkville, Missouri, 6'5". Ball comes in. Jack, he'll square, he'll shoot, he'll score. Jack Vanderudy is as good a pure shooter as I have seen in a while. I mean, anytime he just squares up for a shot, you just feel like he will hit that shot. And he typically does his first three of the ball game. And Benedictine is shooting well out the gate. And Hilgendorf coming down with a rebound on a missed Grandview shot. Ravens are back on offense. It is 8-0 Benedictine. 15-15 to go, first half. Grandview is 0-for-6. Shooting the ball. Ravens are 3-of-5. Here's the ball knocked out of the hands of Deglin Sullivan. He's going to go out of bounds to Grandview. Vikings are going to go to the bench now and bring in Ofek Sirkus. Sirkus is from Israel, 6'5" senior. And then when I was in Des Moines, I spelled it for you, and I will do it again. S-I-R-K-I-S, Sirkus. Not like Barnum and Bailey. It's really different than that. Here's the pass. Comes out top side. 14:40 to go in the opening half. Benedictine basketball. The guys game. Ravens with an 8-0 lead. And now, first bucket of the ball game for Grandview is going to belong to Aiden Foster. It is 8-2. Ravens in front. 14.5 to go. So we're due a media break, Joseph. By Goffa. Back over to the left side. Ravens, here comes Deglin, tries to feed underneath to Hagen, and it's going to be stolen away. Grandview coming up with a basketball, and they will lope into the forecourt. Down the left side is going to be Young. Feeds underneath, and a kind of falling away shot is going to be up and good. So Young will get the bucket, and Jackson has his first point. And the Raven lead now is 4. We're inside 14 minutes to go in the first half. Bryson LaRue throws it out on top. He was looking for Sullivan, but Deglin had headed for the baseline. There was nobody there. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and we will get our media break. Time out of the court here in the Nolan Gymnasium on the Raven campus in Ashland, Kansas. 13:49 to go in the half. The Benedictine Ravens 8, Grandview 4.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
From the Ralph Dillon Gymnasium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, it's the final game of the regular season, 2024-25. Welcome back. Thank you. So at this point of the ball game, you say, how are things going for Benedictine? Well, you know, pretty well. They're hitting half of their shots, 3 of 6, 2 of 3 from outside. Grandview has only just begun scoring. They are 2 of 9 shooting the basketball, hitting 22% and 0 for 3. Perimeter shooting. There has been only one foul called in the game, and that foul is on Hagen Hilkendorf. So officials kind of liking the ladies game. They're letting them play a little bit here on the final game of the year. Topside with it. Grandview on the basketball, and over to the left side is going to be Two Circus. He'll back into the lane. Pivot, pivot, no room. Comes back out of top to Robertson. Shot clock goes to 10. Left side, three-point shot. Green is off the rim. Nope. Rebound. Jack tips it out. Falls down by Preston. Up court, Deglin. Ravens on the run. 13-13 to go in the opening half. Back over to the left side where Bryson will go three and hit it. Bryson LaRue's second three of the game. 11-4. Ravens, 7 minutes gone. So Benedictine has hit three threes. Now there is a pass that goes way up into the crowd. And I'm not sure what's happening here. We're taking one of the Grandview players who's coming off the floor, and the crowd got really, really quiet, and I don't see anything really that may have caught their attention here. Ravens into the forecourt with the ball. Preston Reynolds has it, gets it over to Jack. Vanderwoody dumps it down to Bryson. LaRue chops that again. Ravens with 11 on their shot clock. Vanderwoody falls away, goes three, hits another one. I'm telling you, he is as good a three-point shooter as there is around. And Jack will have his second three of the game. It is now 14-4, Benedictine by 10. 12-20 to play in the first half of the guys' game. Grandview at the baseline, a little falling away shot, no good. And Corey Dory, who has just checked in, will sweep down the board. Ravens are going to run it down. Preston will take it down the right side. Start to drive in. Geno top back over to the right to Deglin in front of the Grandview bench. Changes direction. Spins down to the block. Access cut off. And the Ravens will rotate it back and reverse it to the top. Inside 12 to go in the half. Out on top is Deglin. Goes in. Goes up. No. He tried a little backhand layup that didn't go in. And on the fast break, an easy layup on the other end for Grandview, and the first point of the game for Jackson Green. It is 14-6. Now for Grandview, we got a couple of Jacksons. We've got Jackson Green, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, and we got Jackson Young, J-A-X-O-N. So, a couple of Jacksons. Feet across. Here's Geno, all alone for two. Foradori is on the board. And it is 16-6, and we're going to get timeout, Grandview. Taking a break. It's 11-18 to go in that first half of the guys' game. Ravens with a double-digit lead. Benedictine 16, Grandview 6.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Back with the hearing aid. Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. Look at out of the court now for Grandview. They got some Joe Knutson out there. He's just a big guy. Joe's a 6'8" young man from Cedar Falls, Iowa. They've also got, who else out there? Oh, yes, Circus is out there. He's got good size at 6'5". At the guard spots, Luke Hurt has come into the game. He's 6 foot tall out of Clive, Iowa. And the Ravens put the ball in play coming out of the timeout. They brought Harrison Kissling in. So Kissling comes into the game, and Rice will get his first breather of the afternoon. Ravens move the ball. Nice bit of motion, and Benedictine will turn it over down to the baseline. 10:50 to go in the first half. Vikings have the basketball. Ravens have the lead. It's 16-6. And they'll walk it up the floor with Jackson Young. Jackson Young, by the way, is the leading scorer for this team coming into the game this afternoon, averaging right at 16 points per. Young will go baseline, puts a shot up, and misjudged it. Now he's going to steal it back and trying to get it back again. Sullivan commits the foul. So Jackson Young missed the shot. Sullivan comes down with a rebound. Young reaches in, knocks the ball free. He starts to go back for another shot. Deglin wants the ball back, and so he will commit the foul, which puts Young at the free throw line. Kind of a hectic sequence of events. First free throw, right there. So the foul by Deglin Sullivan will be his first and Benedictine's second of the game. Young's free throw. This one is very short. Corridori rebounds it down. You have a lot of faith in the free throw shooting of Jackson Young as all his teammates had gone into the backcourt, so none of the Ravens to come up with a rebound on that missed second free throw. It is 16-7. Benedictine kissing to Corridori. Top side it goes. Sullivan goes left, back out on top. Can he hit another three? Yes, he can. Jack, three threes now. And Van Woody with 9 points. He has not missed a shot yet in the game. And Benedictine hitting a pretty good percentage right now. Just over 60%, 64% in the floor. And the Ravens from three are 5 of 6. That's 84%. Three-point shot for Grandview, no. Kind of a stark contrast to the first game when things just didn't want to go in. Right now for the Ravens, everything seems to want to go in. 9:20 to go. And a three. Oh, it rims out. The whole crowd holding its breath as Vanderwood, he nearly got his fourth consecutive three. Here's a baseline three for Grandview for Hart. No. With a rebound by Knutson, he'll bring it off on top. Grandview with a basketball. Ravens with the lead. Baseline three goes in. 3-point shot, Connor Robertson. 19-10, Benedictine. We're inside 9 minutes to go. Ravens back up topside. BC leading a moment ago by 12. Here's Kissling. He'll throw down a three from the right corner. Harrison Kissling. And Benedictine scoring. I mean, to be very candid, they're scoring from the outside. 6 of 8 from the outside. So 18 of the Ravens' 22 points are on 3-point shots. 8.5 to go in the first half. Knutson drops the shoulder, banging with Gino. They'll dump it over to the left side. Circus goes baseline, loses the handle. Ravens pin him down to the baseline. He'll bring it off on top to Hart. Goes in, running one-handed shot nicely off the window and good. So Luke Hart will have his first points of the afternoon, and the Ravens lead now 22-12. Benedictine has been up a dozen twice already during the first half. Sullivan feeds to Corridori, who spins, skyhook, scores it. Gino for two. 24-12. For the third time, the Ravens are up a dozen. And we're going to get Drew Purdy coming into the game shortly. Ball's going to go out of bounds. We're going to get our first. We're going to get our media timeout. And then we'll reset the lineups. Time out of the fourth, 7:34 to go in the half here in the Nolan. It's Benedictine 24, Grandview 12.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Okay, so you're asking yourself, are the Ravens really shooting as good as this guy's telling me that they're shooting well? And yeah, the answer is yeah. Benedictine is 9 of 14 from the floor, 64%. They are 6 of 8 three-point shooting, 75%. Haven't had a free throw today. They have out-rebounded Grandview 11 to 7 already. And Benedictine has only turned it over a little bit, and BC is playing really good basketball. 24 points. 7:34 to go in the first half. They lead by 12. Welcome back. As, gosh, our next game up, well, I'd like to kind of look ahead with the upcoming sports schedule. It'll be Tuesday, the Benedictine Lady Ravens, as we just talked to Coach Folsom. They're going to be at home. It's going to be here in the Nolan. They're going to be hosting the Lady Pirates of Park, and it's going to be at 7 o'clock. So that's what all's happening. Dinner is on you. Ravens coming off the sideline. They're going to make a handful of adjustments to the lineup. Drew Purdy's in the game. Hagen Hilgendorf returns with Bryson LaRue coming back into the game also. We got Ezra Vigafa back in, and Harrison Kissling will stay on the floor. So those are the Raven five. Grandview brings it in. Young will do the inbounding and take it out on top to Foster. Grandview with the basketball. 13 on the shot clock. They'll deep it into the right corner to Worrell. Goes into the lane. A little behind the head layup. No. Hilgendorf. I don't know why he kind of jumped up. He just reached up and pulled it down. Didn't really have to leave his feet, but got the rebound no matter how he went about it. Here's Vigafa. Ezra goes to Hagen. Hilgendorf backs in, above the block, backs in, now turns, fade, shoots from 12, no, rebound, LaRue had it, it's going to be saved to Purdy, by Goffa, three, yes, how about it for the senior from Wellington, New Zealand, Ezra, by Goffa. And if you're Grandview, you got to be looking to this team going, how can they keep doing this, 27 to 12, and they're hitting so well. Here's a running shot. It's going to be batted away, and they're going to call a foul against Benedictine. Ezra says, no, there was not a foul there, but the official seems pretty convinced. It'll be Ezra's first. It'll be Benedictine's third. And in contrast, here we are, 6:39 to go in the half. Grandview has not been called for a foul yet today. Front half, it's good. The free throw by Jackson Young gives him his fourth point of the afternoon, makes him 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. And again, as of his last trip up there, his team, all of his four teammates are in the backcourt. Second free throw here is also good. It is 27 to 14, Ravens, with 6.5 to go in the first half. Coast to coast, Vigafa scores! 29-14, Ravens. 6:20 to go. Back out top. Grandview over to Worrell. Twisting into the lane. Green nearly falling down. Able to get the ball back out on top to Foster. He'll go back on the switch. Into the middle. Vigafa throws his hands in the air, making sure the official knows he didn't foul him. Shot clock's at 5. Back over goes to Young. He'll twist and turn and lean and shoot and miss. And Raven rebounded down. Here comes Bryson. LaRue will race into the forecourt, take it in front of the scorer's table with 5 minutes and 50 to go in the first half. Here's Drew Purdy. He's as good at perimeter shooting big guys you're going to find, but Bryson will go 3 and get another one. The Ravens lighten it up from the outside. That is 3 threes for LaRue. We've got 3 threes for Jack. Kissling has a three. Bagapa has a three. Benedictson is 7 of 9 from outside. Now 8 of 10. Let me correct my update my numbers. 80% on 8 of 10 3-point shooting. Here's a 12-foot turnaround that will be up and good for Joe Knutson. 32-16. Ravens with 5:10 to go. So we're due for another media break here in just a minute. Magalpa swings it over. Kissling's pass is out of reach for Hagen, and Grandview's going to take advantage of that. Race up the floor. Worrell into the middle. Knudsen back to Worrell. He didn't want to take the three. He had an opportunity if he'd wanted to. Here's Foster. He's trying to back in. And look at Vigalpa's defense, and they're going to say as he slaps at the ball, he picks up a foul, and we're going to take a timeout. Timeout on the court. 4:38 to go in the opening half of the guys' game. Ravens all over it. Benedictine 32, Grandview 16.
Burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
When you took freshman English and your teacher said, okay, we're going to learn how to compare and contrast. Let's compare and contrast how these two teams are playing right now. Just looking at the numbers, just the plain numbers, not just the enthusiasm and the things that are going on into it that are very difficult to value. Grandview is 1 of 7 3-point shooting. They're hitting 14%. Benedictine is 8 of 10, hitting 80% of their 3-point shots. In totality, Benedictine is 12 of 18. That's two-thirds. Grandview is 6 of 20, hitting 30% of their shots. The Ravens have 14 rebounds. Grandview has 7. I mean, you throw those kind of numbers together, and frankly, the fact that Grandview is still only trailing 32 to 16 is probably not as bad as it could be. And the Ravens, you just talk about recent trends. Benedictine is 3 buckets on its last 3 shots. Here comes Grandview coming out of the timeout. We'll see what Coach Schaefer has done with or to or told his team. Here's a 3. There we go for Grandview from the outside. Jackson Green. Maybe Coach said, you know what? Can't score if you don't shoot, right? So maybe he said, get it in there. Get the ball in the air. 32-19, Benedictine. By Goffa. Get the bucket. Ezra starting here on senior day, making the most of it. He's already at 7 points. 34-19, Benedictine. The feed underneath, and Hilgendorf rejects the shot of Joe Knutson. And the same official who's been giving him a hard time down to the baseline comes out, makes the call, and he points at Ezra. Or Ezra points at Hagen, and Hagen kind of nods and says, okay, I will back up and just call that good enough. Free throw here. Nice. First free throw for Joe Knutson is good. Big guys are not notoriously fantastic free throw shooters, and Knutson, not too different from that, 63% on the year. Second free throw. Made those two look fantastic. And it is now 34-21. So Grandview has cut the Raven lead to 13. And for Benedictine, back into the game is going to come Deglan Sullivan. So Sullivan kicks it over to Jack. Vanderwood, he goes down to the lane, spins and twists, nothing there. Deglan with it, back over to the right side to Purdy. Surprised Drew hasn't taken a 3-point shot yet. The Ravens have put up a lot of them, and he is a good shooter. And the Ravens are going to be called for a travel as they run motion and go into the lane. And as the ball is reversed back out, an extra step apparently was taken on down on the left side. And with only 3.5 to go in a quickly moving opening half, here comes Grandview. Ravens up 13. Grandview over to the right side. Going to be Green with it. Jackson's shot. Nope. Rebound out of bounds. It is off whom? It'll be off Benedictson. Purdy will come out of the game. And for Drew, I think he's probably a little disappointed. He did not get a shot launched. Committed one foul in his timeout on the floor. You're going to get Preston Reynolds back in. The ball to the baseline corner, and a three from there is up and good. Connor Robertson will knock down his second three of the game. And it's suddenly 34-24. And with 3 minutes to go in a half, Grandview is back within 10. Hilgendorf, Vanderwoody back out on top. It'll go to LaRue. Brightson trying to back in, and Ravens are going to throw it away. More than I've seen in weeks, I've seen today players kick the ball back out to a teammate who is no longer where they were. 2:50 to play in the first half. So Grandview's on a little bit of a run right now. They'll drive in. Nothing for Worrell. Top side to Green. He pushes off on LaRue. No foul. Shot clock at 10. Top of the key, not taking the shot. And the ball nearly dislodged. Saved by Grandview. A desperation shot at the buzzer, and the three is hit by Connor Robertson, who comes down the floor holding three fingers aloft, and he's gotten his team back to within 7. It is 34-27. 2 minutes left in the half. Here's Hilgendorf. Up and good. That is, and it's hard for me to believe that, that is the first point of the game for Hagen. 36-27. Here's a Grandview three, not close. Rebound, BC. Ravens by 9. We're in the last couple of minutes of the half. Sullivan in front of the Viking bench. We'll go to the base, we'll go to the free throw line. Skips it over to LaRue. Bryson swings it side to side in front of Jackson. Green goes in. Green reaches across, slaps the ball away, puts Bryson on the floor. And the foul is going to be on Jackson Green. That will be his first. That is the first foul of the game by Grandview. With 1:29 to go in the half. So Bryson LaRue is going to step up here. Bryson, pretty good shooter. 79.3 at the line. And that one is good. Not only is he good at the line, he's good from pretty much everywhere, as he is Benedictine's leading scorer. In fact, one of only two Ravens who average double digits. Bryson averages 15.4 a game. Jack averages 13.3. Second free throw does not go down. So LaRue with his 10 points now, it's 37-27 Ravens. And Grammy will come into the forecourt with 1:20 to go in the first half. So go left, kick it back right. Robertson, nothing doing, goes to Hart. He wraps it up like a fullback carrying a ball. He wrapped both arms around that thing as he goes into the middle. And is there a bucket? Yes, they're going to count the bucket and put him at the line with a foul. He knew that somebody was coming in after that thing. Free throw, yes. So the plus one for Luke Hart will give him 5 points. And for Benedictine, the foul on Hilgendorf. And the Ravens are going to bring LP in. Murray Parker III comes into the game. 37-30. We're inside a minute to go. First half. Here's LaRue to Reynolds. Preston starts in. No. Comes out on top. Back to the point. 7 on the shot clock. Kissling for 3. Gets it. Harrison second 3. 40-30 Benedictine. 5 seconds separate the shot clock and the game clock. Quickly back over to the right side. Grandview way out of the 28-foot mark. Good defense by Parker. And then cutting into the middle. The shot goes up. No good. Ravens with plenty of time to run their offense. Preston will come up with it. LaRue will think about the shot. Doesn't. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. LaRue with 3 seconds. LaRue with 2 seconds. Throws one skyward with one. It's off the mark. He's coming to the line for three free throws. The foul is on Grandview's Jackson Green. So Jackson has the only two fouls of the half for Grandview. And are they going to put any time back on the clock? I would expect they're going to look at the video and decide how much, if any, because Grandview, I can't imagine why they've got anybody on the floor. All the other Benedictine players have already walked over to the bench. And now the officials are trying to decide how they are going to administer this. How much time are they going to put up on here? It's got to be way under a second, right? I feel like that's what it looked like as that shot went aloft. Lady Ravens coming up just short of game one today are going to be at home with Park Tuesday. And here's going to come Bryson LaRue. I don't think they've made any decision about time. His first free throw after all of that won't go in. One more shot coming up for Bryson. He's got 10 points. 1 of 3 now at the free throw line. He's missed his last 2 free throws. Looks it over. The Raven leading scorer will hit that free throw. One more shot now for Bryson. I'm curious as to how much any time really is on the official clock. Third free throw. No, he hits 1 of 3. And is it halftime? It is. We're going to take a break. We'll be back and summarize the first half for you from the Nola Gymnasium. The team go off the floor. It's Benedictine 41, Grandview 30.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
For the Benedictine dance team out of the floor here at halftime, and the teams have gone to their respective locker rooms. The Ravens with an 11-point lead at the break is 41-30 Benedictine. However, they have led by as many as 18 late in the first half. Grandview made a nice little bit of a comeback, but the Ravens continue to play really excellent basketball. Double-digit halftime lead. Going over the scoring for you, first of all, for Grandview, 9 points for Connor Robertson, as Connor has 3 3-point shots. He's 3 out of 4. It drops into 5 for Jackson Young and 5 for Luke Hart, 5 for Jackson Green. Joe Knutson has 4, and the other two belong to Aiden Foster. for Benedictine. One player in double digits scoring at halftime, and that is, as it so often is, Bryson LaRue. He is at 11 points. Jack Vanderwood on three threes has 9, 7.5 for Ezra Vigafa, who gets the start today. It is a 6-point half for Harrison Kissling, 4 for Gino Corridori, and 2 apiece, Anthony Hall and Hagen Hilgendorf. The numbers we've been talking about through the course of this game, just when you thought the Ravens couldn't shoot better than 80% from three-point shooting, but I hit another one. And now they're shooting 82% on 9 of 11 three-point shooting. Those are unheard of kind of numbers. And if you're Grandview, you got to know that going to the locker room, you can't beat a team shooting like that. Ravens 15 of 21 from the floor, 71%, 9 of 11 from 3, but only 2 of 5 from the free throw line. They've out-rebounded Grandview 16 to 9, and Benedictine continues to play extremely, extremely well. That said, we're going to take a bit of a breather. Second half of the guys' game coming up live here on K-Radio, but right now with that halftime score, the Ravens 41, Grandview 30. Back we go to Joseph and the Care Sports Studio. It's halftime.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEP. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're up at the Nolan with the Benedictine Ravens for the last regular season game of this 2024-2025 season. We'll be returning to the court side with Tom Kautz in just a couple of moments. Coming up this Tuesday, we have got Benedictine women's basketball at 7 p.m. It'll be Park versus the Lady Ravens. So join us at 7 p.m. this Tuesday for Benedictine women's basketball. I do not have the schedule of the regularly scheduled events. They're still collating and sorting and making sure that we've got everything, all of our ducks in a row. I do understand that that data should be coming out Monday and Tuesday across the MSC radio networks. So please tune in daily to get all that information. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a tacouple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Acheson Auto Parts. It's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Acheson. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look around women's basketball today across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have a few finals to report. It was Central Methodist over Mount Mercy, 82-69. Clark ladies beat Peru State, 86-73. Baker topped William Penn, 65-42. And in the game that we listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, the Lady Ravens fell to Grandview, 59-47. At the half, it is currently Mid-America Nazarene over Graceland, 38-18. And at the half, it is Missouri Valley leading Culver Stockton, 46-39 in the women's games. I do want to mention that earlier today, the Benedictine Lady Ravens topped Ottawa in ladies lacrosse. It was a final score of Benedictine Ladies Lacrosse 26-1. Taking a look at men's sports right now in college basketball across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we are at 2 minutes and 57 seconds remaining before the end of the first, and Baker and William Penn are tied up at 38. At the half, it is Peru State 37-31. With a few minutes remaining in the Central Methodist Mount Mercy game, we are sitting at 5 minutes and 47 seconds left, with Central Methodist at 35, Mount Mercy 23. And in this game at the half, the Benedictine men are leading Grandview 41-30. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 38. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 24. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high of 50. Mainly clear and dry Monday and Tuesday, upper 50s. Monday, low 60s by Tuesday.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. We're currently sitting at 38 in sunny conditions here in downtown Atchison. It feels like 31 out there with the winds out of the south at 12 miles per hour. Relative humidity 49%. The dew point 21 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure, it's falling at 30.22 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a couple of moments.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500
Tom, you back?
During halftime at this season's home basketball
game. A minute or 30.
At Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School,
minute will
you
be
can
great.
Be one
Very
of
good.
Two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Come out of the locker room and doing a little bit of warm-up, getting set to go to the second half of this afternoon's guys game here on Care Radio in the heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA. At intermission, it's a Benedictine lead over Grandview, 41-30. Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. Got Joseph in the Care studio. He's doing the production and the engineering and, you know, just, I don't even know what all he's doing, but it's things and stuff, and we're glad he's there. Officials are out of the locker room, and we're about ready to go with the second half, I think. A few more seconds ticking off. Lady Ravens will be back at home on Tuesday. 7 o'clock ball game, round one of the Women's Conference postseason tournament. We'll be here, of course, on Care Radio Tuesday. And here's the deal for the Benedictine guys. To make the tournament, I just kind of verified this during halftime. For the BC guys to make the tournament, there are two steps. Number one, always the most important, when you got to win your game. And then, if the Ravens win their game, then it is going to fall to the 4 o'clock game where Culver-Stockton is at Missouri Valley. If Missouri Valley should lose that game and the Ravens win this one, Benedictine would make the 8th spot and into the postseason tournaments. But there are only so many things you could take care of, and for BC, it's winning this one here. And that said, the ball comes in to Granby to begin the second half. We are back underway. Vikings with a basketball topside. Looks like they're starting five back in there. Falling away. The shot is going to be up. It's going to be good. And Patrick Worrell. How about that? He'll collect his first point of the game to begin the second half. Driving in is going to be Preston Reynolds, and there's a collision. It's Joe Knudsen. Says, wait a minute, he can't be just driving in the middle, and he goes over and kind of crashes into him. Knudsen's first foul. Now you got to understand that Grandview only committed two fouls in the entire first half, and they were in the last maybe minute and a half. The free throw, Preston's up and good. And that is the first point of the afternoon for Benedictine's Preston Reynolds. We got really quiet in here. Second free throw does not go down. And the rebound to Grandview. So the Vikings coming out with a basketball, and Benedictine leading it by 10 at 42-32. Grandview going from left to right across your dial here in the second half in the traveling black uniforms. And here's a lot for Knudsen, but he never saw that thing coming. Well defended by Hagen Hilgendorf, and the Ravens starting in the second half with Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwoody, Bryson LaRue, Hagen Hilgendorf, and Declan Sullivan. Final game of the regular season for the guys here in the Nolan Gym. Hilgendorf has it on top, dumps it over to the left side. Backing in is Preston, backing in. Twist, turns, kicks it out. Bryson, three. No, rare miss for Benedictine from the outside. The Ravens were, what, 8 of 11, 9 of 11? 9 of 11 from outside in the first half. Here comes Grandview. They'll start into the lane. Now the ball is lost and picked up by the Ravens and a foul in the backcourt. And we may have had more fouls in the first couple of minutes of the second half than we've had at any point of the first half. The foul is going to be on Jackson Green for Grandview. Green will come out of the game. Connor Robertson, who hit three threes in the first half, he's going to come back in. So the Ravens with the basketball and a 10-point lead. Declan Sullivan, a freshman from South Bend, swings it over to the left side. Preston Reynolds kicks it back into the corner. Shot clock at 15, plenty of time. Hilgendorf, the uncontested three, will be short, and rebound is going to be lost out of play. It's going to be Benedictine basketball. So he will come in at the baseline. So reset the shot clock to 30. There we go. Back to 20. That looks probably a little more like it. Ravens will bring it into Hilgendorf. Out on top, it'll go to Jack. And now BC will reverse it back to the left side. Jack will start in the middle. Joe reaches out. Joe Knutson. He's like, Jack Vanderwood is too fast for him. So Vanderwood is getting around him. Knutson extends the arm and the elbow. It kind of hooks him. And he'll pick up his second foul. So already we've got three team fouls by Grandview. The Ravens have not committed a second half foul yet. 17:50 to go in the game. Baseline three. Up and good. Better rooting for another one. 12 points for Jack on 4 3-point shots. And then Jack gets to the baseline too late and picks up a foul. It's going to be his first and Benedictine's first second half infraction. 17:40 to go in the game. Jackson Young will bring it in for Grandview. Young, the 6'2 junior from Marion, Iowa. Grandview dribbles it out toward the top. Looked in the middle. Now they're really going to spread the floor out. They're widening things out a little bit. Running it over to the left side. Now cutting across to the free throw line. No room there. A pull-up shot is an air ball caught on the fly by Preston. Reynolds will kick it over to Bryson. LaRue in the lane has the ball bounce off his leg. He says he got pushed. The official is not calling any foul. And back up with it will come Grandview. 17:17 to go. Running shot off the window. Up no good. Tipped up no good. Rebound saved again by Grandview. And good hustle by Jackson Young. And now the Ravens will steal it. Reynolds up the floor. The quality of play may have diminished a little bit from the first to the second half. Teams are playing a little more wild, a little less controlled. Here's Bryson for the long three. It'll be well short, and the very long rebound is going to be hauled in again by Grandview's Jackson Young. 16.5 to play in the game. Vikings will try the lane. Bring it back on top. Ravens defense has done a nice job. Here's the falling away shot. No. Rebound, Jack. Here comes Benedict, and Daglin's shot rejected. It's thrown out of the gym, quite literally, as hard as that was hit, and the way it shot out that north door, that thing is still rolling somewhere around McAllister Auditorium. And finally, a student who probably realized that thing just showed up out of nowhere, comes bringing it back in. Benedictine puts the ball in play. Shot clock at 21. Hilgendorf left side. Top side it goes to Reynolds. He was reversed, left-handed layup, too hard. Didn't get the ball to the backboard. Started that hard, needed to bounce it off the glass a little bit, and did not. Here's a baseline shot. No. Hilgendorf with the rebound. And right now these two teams are basically run down the court, run the ball a little bit, take a shot, doesn't go in, go back the other way, same thing, and do it again. Not a lot happening. Certainly not a lot of points being put on the board. Grandview has 4. Benedictine has 2 second-half points, and we've got 15 and a half to go in the game, so we're 4.5 minutes in, and the Ravens with 2 second-half points. And the Ravens are not going to get this shot away. It went in for Vanderwood. He says, I got it off in time. The official standing beside him said, you did not. And so he does not. And Benedictine with a shot clock violation will get the ball back again to Grandview. 15:27 to go in the game. Hilgendorf is going to come out, and Keno comes in for him. Preston Reynolds is going to come out. Drew Purdy will be in the game. And now we're going to get one more change. Is Harrison Kissling will replace Jack. Grandview from the backcourt, and Luke Hart in the game. Luke will bring it up the floor. Now stop between the circles. Kicked it over here to Connor Robertson. Robertson has been a real offensive threat for this Grandview team, having come in off the bench. 10 3-3s in that first half. Now the drive right, out on top. 3 ball launched and short. Rebound is on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will have been touched last by Drew Purdy. And that will take us to the under 15 break. We got a timeout of the court. 14:57 to go in the game here in the Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Ravens 45, Grandview 32.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Hey, we're at 14:57 to go. Thank you, sir. In the ball game tonight, the guys' game, Senior Day. For the Benedictine men, a lot of family and a lot of former players have come back to kind of give a little tip of the hat to their old teammates. Nice to see some very familiar faces return to the gymnasium today. 45-32, Ravens in front. And coming out of the timeout, returning to the floor is going to be Ravens senior Ezra Vigatha. Out there with a freshman and Drew Purdy, a junior out there with Bryson LaRue, got a freshman Harrison Kissling, and your final guy is going to be senior Gino Corridori. 10 seconds on the shot clock for Grandview. They all slide left, back away, falling away, shot, no. Rebound slapped on top and nicely saved by Knutson. He showed pretty good dexterity in getting a hold of that ball. It was moving pretty fast. And now from the right side, the shot is up. It's in. It's a plus one and a foul by Kissling. So for Harrison, he's got the personal foul. It is going to be his first. Knutson is going to come out of the game. And Grandview is going to speed themselves up a little bit. They're going to bring another guard in instead of him. And at the free throw line, Matthew Bolt, and his free throw is well off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Benedictine, and Ezra Vigatha comes out with a basketball. Ezra's going to bring it up the floor. Matthew Bolt, out of Fort Collins, Colorado, is 6'6 senior for Grandview. The Ravens, 3-point shot, LaRue from outside. 47-34, Ravens, 14 minutes to go in the game. Grandview will work it over to the left side of the free throw line. Kick it over to the right of the lane. Back on top. Here's a straightaway 3. Launched and missed. Offensive rebound is going to be secured underneath. And Vikings going to bring it back out on top. Dump it back over to the right side. A little swoop pass down to the outside of the block. Shot clock to 10. Plenty of time. They'll work it around the perimeter with Luke Hart. Hunt will now back away, go three. It's off the rim twice and goes in for Luke. He's got 8 points. That is his first three of the game. Couple of field goals and a free throw in the first half for five at half for him, and now it goes to eight. 13 and a half to play in the game. Benedictions lead trim once again to 10. And here's another shot up and good for Drew Purdy. So Drew hits his first points of the game. 50-37 Ravens. 13 minutes to go. Grandview goes in, shot, nope, tipped again. It's slapped out by Gino. A little volleyball move. Knocks it over to Ezra. Back off it goes to Kissling. Over to the right side to Purdy for three. Kicks out. Chuck not going to go down. Bolt will rebound it back away for Grandview. Vikings taking it the other direction. 50-37, Ravens in front. Now nobody steps in front, and the driving layup is going to miss. Hart did not get the shot to fall, and the Ravens are going to come to the other end, and the three, no. Rebound out of bounds, and which way is it going to go? Raven basketball. Grandview is going to send Jackson Green back into the game. Jackson came out a little bit ago because he's had some foul issues. He's got three personal fouls already. Corridori is going to take the inbound. Benedictine, with a 13-point lead, is back on offense. Corridori started to the top. Now quickly changes direction, goes face by the Ravens, are rotated around. Purdy will go three, is way short. He's a good three-point shooter, but his last couple have not been particularly close. And here comes Grandview with a basketball. 12 minutes to go in the game. Little push pass over to the left side to Worrell. Dumps it over in front of the Grandview bench. Robertson won't get a shot off. Back atop it goes again to Young. Off the window, rolls out. But as Bryson comes up off the floor, he's going to be called for a foul. First foul of the ball game for Bryson LaRue, and Benedictine will have team foul three in the second half. Team fouls are even up, three apiece on these two ball clubs with 11:58 to go. Vander Woody coming to the scorer's table, getting set to come in at the next shot. Here's a drive. easy, uncontested layup. It was a great job by Matthew Bolt to just kind of head fake and stop and let the defender for the Ravens sail past him. And then it was just him in the basket. 11:40 left. Ezra shot rejected. And then Worrell, after the block of the shot, gives Ezra the old stare down. With 11:37 to go, Ravens will have it in at their end. Up 11. Vanderbooty has it slapped out of his hands. It'll come back to Benedictine in front of the Raven bench. Grandview is doing what a team trailing double figures in the middle of the second half has got to do, and that is step up the intensity, and now they're going to bat away and steal the inbound pass. It's just a little more hustle, maybe a little more risk-taking, and having to make something happen. Here's a three-point shot. Won't go. Rebound, Drew Purdy. And here's the thing with Drew. He is a big guy. He is tall. He's got the long reach and did a nice job of that, pulling that board in. He's 6'8" and a freshman out of Olathe. He's not a real traditional, and Coach and I talked about this post-game after the last game. Purdy with the two-handed throwdown. And just because he's not a traditional five because he's so versatile and shoots so well from the outside. Coach compared him to an Eric Cruz, and now on the other end of the floor, the shot misses, and Purdy rebounds it down. Here comes Benedictine. The feed to the right side, Jack trapped down in the corner. The defense now reaching in and bumping, and lots of contact. Look away pass, Corridori! The beautiful look away pass by Harrison Kissling. Gino Corridori has six, and we have a timeout taken by Grandview. Raven fans appreciate how Benedictine is playing. You can hear the applause in the background as we go to the break. Timeout of the court at the 10:35 mark of the ball game. Benedictine 54, Grandview 39.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Ralph Dillon Gymnasium here on the Raven campus in Atchison, Kansas, where Benedictine is wrapping up the regular season in the 2024-25 campaign. The BC guys, if they win this game and get a little help from Central Methodist, can make the postseason tournament. However, it will be a road trip each game out. So this will be their final appearance in the Nolan this year. The Lady Ravens, on the other hand, they are going to be at home on Tuesday. And now, Grandview zigs when they should have zagged, kicks the pass over to the left side. It goes out of bounds into where the band would be if they were here. And it is going to be Raven basketball. 10:20 to go in the game. Here comes Deglin Sullivan. Ravens up 54-39. The pass inside Gino. Did he not go over the back? Here we go. The pass in the middle to Gino, and trying to defend him, Matthew Bolt collects the foul. It's going to be one on Bolt. 10:18 left. Approaching the three-quarter mark of the game. Deglin finally gets it into Gino. Gino has no shot. Can't get rid of it. Now feeds out to Jack Vanderwoody, and his layup won't go down. Here comes Grandview. We are 10 minutes to play. 54-39. Ravens up front. Backing in. Batted away for a moment. Now on top. Wide open. All alone. Three shot. No. Offensive rebound. Followed a block by Purdy. And they're going to call a foul. Well, I tell you what, that looked like a pretty good block, and it was a great athletic maneuver. And we're going to get a timeout. Timeout of the court with 9:53 to play this afternoon. It's the Ravens 54, Grandview 39.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Gymnasium. 9:53 to go in this guy's game, and it is a 54-39 lead for Benedictine over Grandview. And we talked about the ladies' game, and the Benedictine is going to be at home. The Lady Ravens are going to be at home on Tuesday evening. We'll just take a quick glance at how things have shaken out so far today around the conference. As it was Baker, no trouble. At home, they knocked off Penn 65-42. Clark wins in Nebraska, 88-73 over Peru. Central Methodist defeated Mount Mercy, 82-69. The two late games still going on. Mid-America, with 7 minutes to go, leads 66-33 over Graceland. And with about 6 minutes ago, Missouri Valley's up 9 on Grandview. The first free throw is good for Matthew Bolt. He missed his first one earlier in the ballgame, but he's going to connect on that one, picking up his fifth point. Oh. It's on its way, and the second one is good. So both will connect both halves, and it's 54-41. We are inside 10 minutes to go here, actually, 9:47 and counting. Harrison Kissling is in the game. He'll have it over to the right side. Starts in. Little bunny hop. Nearly travels with it. Lobs it out on top to Deglin. Back over to Harrison. He will go in. Goes to Jack. Jack goes to three. It's going to be a little bit short. Deglin with the offensive putback. It's good. Deglin Sullivan. First point of the game for Deglin. 9:20 to play. Benedictine back up again by 15. Left side with it is Jackson Young. And as the ball is blocked to the ground by Corridori, Gino's still on the floor taking his time. I think he's up and okay, but he's moving a little bit slower. Coming up the floor, making sure he's okay. And the Ravens are going to set the offense. 8:50 left. I would suspect that you could hear that huge thump of some big guys hitting the floor. Jump shot in the middle of the lane won't go down for Purdy. The Ravens are going to get Hilgendorf back in, and they're going to get Reynolds back in. They're going to get LaRue back in. Here's a turnaround from 13, up and short, rebounding it down. Vander Rudy, here comes BC. 8.5 to go in the game. Benedictine with a basketball, and Kissling will quickly cut to the right, gets tripped, and we're going to have a timeout by Coach Moody. He wants to get his subs in, and that's not happening, so he's going to take a timeout. That means, yeah, we're going to take a timeout. 8:23 to go in the ball game here in the Nolan. It's all Ravens right now. Benedictine 56, Grandview 41.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Benedictine by 15 over Grandview with 8:23 to play. Welcome to the Nolan Gymnasium. Kind of watching those other women's games scores, and so we'll be kind of keeping a little bit of an eye on that. While we're doing that, we can probably pretty easily drop over and look at the guys' scores as the men's games that are going on, the 2 o'clock games that are probably somewhere about the same kind of amount of time left as ours. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go, jump shot outside. No, Ravens couldn't get it up all. Here comes Granby with it. 14 minutes to go in the ball game in Baldwin. Baker leads Penn by 1, 55-54. So Penn has heated up as the season has grown late. Baseline shot, nope. Rebound Ravens. Up at Peru is also a close one with 3:40 to play. 66-62, Bobcats. In Fayette, Central Methodist leads Mount Mercy, 56-46. And, of course, this game here, the Ravens with a 15-point lead. Culver at Valley and Grayson at Mid-America coming up at 4 o'clock. 7:17 to play in the game. Knutson. Hook shot, no, way too soft. And Hilgendorf was right there to clear the board down. Deglin Sullivan into the forecourt, and Benedictine now. They're opening it up a little bit. They're playing very smart basketball, slowing it down. Teams with a lead, you know, like this, sometimes you don't want to be in too big a hurry. Hilgendorf doesn't have a shot, so what's he do? He brings the ball back out on top. Gets it to LaRue. Now to Deglin. Shot clock at 5. That will affect what they do. The shot off the window won't go. Rebound Hilgendorf, and it'll be knocked away from him and picked up by Grandview. But now it's 6:40 to go. you know, the old routine, the clock becoming an issue. Beautiful backdoor pass and an easy bucket. It's going to be up and in. And Connor Robertson has 11. That is his first point of the second half. He had a great first half. He had a team's best first half. He had 9. Did not score until right there. 6:40 to go in the game. Ravens will have it to the left side. Sullivan over to Bryson LaRue for 3. Bryson LaRue. That is his 5th 3. He's got 17 points. 6 minutes to play in the game, and now less than that. Luke Hart is in for Grandview. They'll square up, go 3. Nope. Sullivan boards it down. And again, you would expect Benedictine to either get the exact shot, high percentage shot they want, like this one. Preston underneath, uncontested, up and good. So they were either going to get that shot and score, or they were going to run that shot clock down to 5 or 6 before they really looked hard. Here's a 3. That thing's online, and it's perfect. Nice shot, Jackson Green for Grandview. And that will bring a Grandview timeout. Taking a break at 5:25 left in the game. Ravens 61, Vikings 46.
Naughty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Naughty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Glad you're with us and spending a Saturday afternoon here in late February. The Benedictine Ravens here this afternoon, leading at 61-46. Nice crowd, very partisan crowd here on Senior Day for the guys. There are a number of Grandview fans here. There's some of them sitting down here and they're to our right, cheering on their team, but the Ravens have, you know, they've just been in control of this thing since the very onset of the game. And as they come into the forecourt, here's Ezra Vigotha with the ball, and he looks over to Coach Moody and says, I got you, Coach. I know what you want to do. So Ezra will slow it down, bring it out on top, dribble it up a little bit, and then the cross-court pass is going to be deflected, stolen away. Here comes Grandview. They'll bring it back down. 5 minutes to go. Vikings with the basketball, starting into the lane, kicking it back off on top. That's going to be Circus, the follow-away shot for 3. Yeah, you can hear the crowd as they taunt the miss by Jackson Green. It goes out of bounds on the fly. It'll belong to Benedictine with 4:50 to play. For the Ravens, they are out of the court with Vigotha, Reynolds, Kissling, LaRue, and Corridori. And again, they really spread in this format. This is atypical for them. Benedictine is usually much more active, kind of an offense, aggressive kind of an offense, if you will. But this time, they're looking to run some time off. And here's the feed in the middle to Ezra. Shot clock's at 4. Ezra falls away, puts this one up. It doesn't go in. Granby with a rebound. Back up with it is going to come Green. Jackson, top side, look away pass over to the left, and it's going to be through the hands of Opec Circus, who, frankly, had just taken his eye off the ball a little bit. He was going to be open on the left elbow, and as he went up with the right hand to haul that pass in, I think he also stole a glance at the rim and where he was in relationship to it, and ultimately did not flag down that ball. 4 minutes to go in the game. Benedictine working the clock. Now for the Ravens in postgame. Oh, the pass in the middle by Bryson. Batted, but he does a great job of getting a hand on it and tipping it over to Ezra. So the Ravens are going to reset. Spinning in, Corridori. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. And here comes Grandview. little behind-the-back skip pass, and the ball gets away, and Braves are going to steal it back. Good steal by Preston. Here comes Benedictine. 3.5 to go. Way up top is going to be Harrison Kissling. Now, we'll talk to Coach about this, as he is faithful about coming up for post-game interviews. We'll talk to him about how the postseason may or may not come together for Benedictine, but as we gather it, and now Bryson takes his eye off of it, and it goes away, and it goes out of bounds. So the Ravens are going to turn it over with 3:12 to go. As I gather it, for Benedictine winning the game today, of course, is first and paramount. And subsequent to that, a combination of the Ravens winning and a loss this afternoon by Missouri Valley to Central Methodist would put the Ravens in the conference tournament. So we'll see if that's what Coach feels. I know he's certainly done the math and run the numbers, and we'll get that straight from him a little bit later. Benedictine coming up with a steal. Back up the floor. Now at 2:45 to go. BC has the ball. Nobody's scoring any points. It's still 61-46. The pass comes out on top. The three-point shot. Nice! Three-point shot by Harrison Kissling. It'll be his third three today. 64-46. You realize nobody scored in like 3 minutes there. If you love high-scoring flying offense, this is a bad place to be today. If you like to see the Ravens come away with a win, you're in the right spot. Because Benedictine with 2 minutes and 10 to go. Come into the forecourt with the ball, leading by 18 points. And it is going to be a very nice win on senior day for these guys. Now they go a little four corners again. Cordori flashes at the top. They'll dump it back over to Kissling. Kissling the give and go. Back off to Preston. The three misses. The crowd ooing and awing with every possession as BC is going to have a huge victory here to wrap up the senior year. Ooh. Another badly missed shot by Grandview. Here's the thing. Everybody here knows that this team is not going to play on this floor again. Now, the non-seniors will be back, but that's the next year. That is a season away. And coming off the floor, LaRue and Sullivan. Yeah, also coming off is going to be Preston. And the Ravens are going to go with those, some of those old guys out there. By old guys, I mean, what are they, like 22? I mean, really, really old guys. You're going to have Gino Corridori and Hagen Hilgendorf. You're going to have Ezra Vigafa. And also out there for Benedictine, you got Anthony Hall. The Ravens' fifth out there is Harrison Kissling. Down is at 1.5 to go. Here's a three. Oh, it wouldn't quite go. Raven fans all on their feet. They're looking for that bucket for Anthony Hall. He scored in the early going of the ball game. Back down with it will come Grandview with 1:10 to play. Grandview working the ball like they had all the time in the world. Now it's loose. It's on the floor. And it's going to be saved by the Vikings. 13 on the shot clock. 1 minute to go this afternoon. Grandview, no hurry. They know it's a lost cause. The shot misses. Rebound, Ezra. Coach Moody on his feet saying, all right, get in the forecourt. We got to run time. We have a shot clock to deal with, so there will be a shot taken. Let's see by whom it will be launched. 40 seconds to go. At the baseline, Hall, three to the delight of the crowd. Everybody in the house on their feet. And there's going to be a timeout right there. Smiles on every face in this gymnasium. What a nice shot, and what a great play by Anthony Hall. Coach Booty utilizes the timeout right there, and he is going to get those seniors to come off the floor, give these fans an opportunity to give a one last standing round of applause. Coming off is going to be Anthony Hall and Gino Corridori, Hagen Hilgendorf, and Ezra Vigafa. Here comes Grandview. We're down to a half a minute to go. Shot clock, game clock, about 5-6 seconds apart. Great day for the Ravens here today. And a big win. Hey, the Benedictine guys, you got to understand, they're pretty hot right now. They won what? 4 of their last 5 or something? So, wrapping up the season red hot. They're going to hold it up on top, and that's going to do it. The final score this afternoon, Benedictine 67, Missouri Valley 46. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of 2 lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
The Benedictine Ravens today, is they were able to jump in front of this Grandview team. BC led 2-0. Next thing you know it, they led 8-0 and never looked back. Put together a big lead through the course of the ball game and rolled over Grandview today. 67-46. Looking at my running score, Grandview scored its last point of the game with 5:25 to play and never scored in the last, well, nearly 5.5 minutes of the ball game. And Benedictine with a nice W here today. Let's look at how the scoring kind of shook out this afternoon. And let me see if I can change my flip a page here. For Benedictine, well, let's start with Grandview side. First of all, for Grandview today, what we have, 2, 5, 7, 8 players in the scoring column, and Grandview had one guy in double figures, and that was Connor Robertson, who had come in off the bench. He hit 9 in the first half on 3 threes, 2 more in the second, 11 points for Connor Robertson to lead the Vikings today. It was 8 apiece for both Luke Hart and Jackson Green. 6-point afternoon for Matthew Bolt off the bench. 5 today for Jackson Young. Joe Knudsen, the big guy with 4, and two apiece for Patrick Worrell and Aiden Foster. Grandview was only able to muster 16 second-half points today. For the Benedictine Ravens, and Coach Moody got to get those seniors a start on senior day, and they all responded. How about Bryson LaRue? He's not a senior, but he has 17. He plays so well and had such a great season, continues to play well. Bryson, again, I have him for 17. I've got a dozen today for Jack Vanderwoody on, what, four threes? Three today for Harrison Kissling. A lot of Ravens getting in the scoring column with Ezra Vigafa, knocking in 7 points this afternoon. Six today for Gino Corridori. Drew Purdy had five. Anthony Hall had five, including that crowd-pleasing last shot of the game. It was three today for Preston Reynolds. Thank you. So Preston with three this afternoon, and with two each, Hagen Hilgendorf and Daglin Sullivan. Benedictine put together that big lead, and it was set up with absolutely just phenomenal shooting. I don't mean good shooting. I mean just like crazy good shooting. As BC at halftime, 9 of 11 from three-point range, and they end the game. Oh, here's Coach coming right up here. Coach, I'm just here having a good time talking about all the fun things that happened today, and it was great.
Yeah, it was that's a fun game.
Yeah.
To go out, have those seniors go out on a win, winning four of the last five down the stretch to put ourselves in a position to maybe get into the postseason tournament, playing probably our best basketball, hold that team to 16 points in the second half. I thought all of our seniors showed up, showed out, did a great job today. 21 assists. This group, we just got done talking to them in the locker room, and a little emotional, but, you know, I mean, like, they just never lost faith. I know I sounded like a broken record all year, but it's not about the wins and the losses necessarily with this crew. Like, this crew has put our program in a fantastic place with culture and character. Those seniors are a huge part of that, and I'm glad they could go out with a win today.
Well, Coach, let's just go right to, you mentioned it, the things that you have been talking about, that we've been talking about during the course of the season, and the time you come up every time have so faithfully talked to us. But you said, these guys are going to get better. They're going to be better. You're not going to win a place at the end of the year. And look, you win four of your last five, six of your last eight. I mean, this team is better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
They're a lot better. Those young guys, and I mean, I hate to take away from senior day, but those young guys have gotten better and better and better. Drew Purdy, Jack Vanderwoody, Bryson LaRue, Daglin Sullivan, Larry Parker. I mean, like, they just keep playing and keep getting better. So, but tonight's about those four seniors. We started them. You know, Anthony Hall has been a unreal teammate the 4 years he's been here. He has not played a whole lot. He has grinded and never been that kid shows up every single day with a smile on his face, and his character and his energy is, his parents did such a good job of raising him. All he cared about was being a Raven, and he brought energy every day. He was a great teammate. He's a captain on this team. He goes out and bangs in a shot at the beginning of the game and bangs in a shot at the end of the game. And I couldn't be more proud of him. Hagen and Gino and Ez, all transfers from 2 years ago. That's a tough spot to be a transfer in a team, in a program that doesn't do a whole lot with transfers, to be honest with you. And they came in and fit right in. They fit the culture. They kept leading, especially Hagen and Ezra kept leading. Gino, battled through injuries his 2 years. Just really proud of those guys. I mean, it is one game, but it's a special game when you get a chance to have your senior day. Really, really happy for these guys.
I don't have to know anything about the team. All I have to do is be here today. And when you see the crowd reaction, and not just a couple, three people, maybe some of his close family, but every single person in his place just explodes, okay, when he hits that shot. And Anthony's got to be going like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, just such a great kid, and grinded, you know, and like I said, didn't play a whole lot at times, but he battled, and really proud. Like I told his mom and dad, I told all of them before the game, I feel blessed and very proud to have had the opportunity to coach those guys in this program. They put us on the right path, and we'll keep moving forward. But what a great day. I mean, it looks like, from what I can tell, everybody that got in the game except Larry, who didn't get much tick, only a few seconds, didn't score. You know, I mean, every guy in there scored a bucket. They shared it. They did just a fantastic job today of spreading the wealth.
If you're Granby, you come out of here, you go like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do because you guys hit 9 of 11 threes in the first half. I mean, there is no team that can – you can't beat that.
No, 51.9% from three when you're shooting 27 of them. And, I mean, I'm not going to – like, Tom, we like to play that way. I mean, we're going to shoot threes. And, you know, we recruit that way. We try to get guys in our program, bigs, guards, everybody that can shoot. And I thought that they just did a fantastic job of embracing that the second half of the season. We did a really good job of sharing the basketball. Deglan Sullivan's a big part of that. You know, I mean, at the point guard, Ezra at the point guard. But, yeah, we shot lights out. I think we've had double-digit threes the last seven games or eight games or something. I mean, we've just really gotten into that and made buckets. And we'll take it. We'll take it. That helps us.
We know the Lady Ravens are going to be here Tuesday, and we know you get in the tournament. It would be away on Wednesday. But so give me the formula. How do we get there?
Yeah, I mean, now we need
a little help.
We need some help. Mm-hmm. We need Culver Stockton to beat Missouri Valley
okay.
today. And if they do that, we're in because we've got the sweep over Missouri Valley. It goes to head-to-head. We'll be the eighth seed. We'll get a chance to go to Baldwin City again, which we would relish that opportunity after the other night. We would love to go down there and play the number one seed, but we need some help. We took care of what we had to take care of, Tom. I mean, like, that's all we can ask. Our guys showed up. You know, now we do need a little bit of help, but things are on the rise. This group has got a lot of potential, and those seniors are a big part of that.
And we'll just kind of keep our ears to the ground, and we'll be staying in touch with you, and we're going to find out what it is. But, Coach, I appreciate, you know, all these trips up. I hope we got a handful more coming.
Yeah, I mean, I do, too. I hope this season can get to season number two. That's what we call the postseason, right? And I hope that we had a lot of close games. Our guys grew throughout this entire season, and I just can't speak highly enough of them as people. And I want to give a shout-out. I mean, I don't know who's listening, but if you're listening and you didn't come see us play, I appreciate you listening. I mean, I appreciate you caring about Raven basketball. And if you're listening and you have come see us play, thank you for watching. And, I mean, I'm telling you, in the next couple of years, it's going to be a special group. I promise you. We will work harder than we have before. We've got a really great core coming back. And I appreciate Raven Nation, our students, and all of our fans for being here. It was a great crowd today. Let's hope we can keep playing. And if not, you know, we'll take a little bit of a break, and we'll get back at it and get back to work for 25-26.
Coach, congratulations on a great win here today, and we'll be staying in close touch, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Guys, after an impressive win in front of a nice crowd on Senior Day 2025. Benedictine knocks off Grandview today, 67-46. Game one went the way of the Lady Vikings. Game two belonged to the Ravens, and our next game up will be Tuesday with the Lady Ravens. Right back here, they will be hosting Park at 7 o'clock. Join us for that. I want to thank Joseph. He's our producer and engineer back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, well done as always, young man. Thank you so much. And until we reach you next time, from the Dolan Gym, Tom Count saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.